Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. It's always our delight to have you on board as we face the issues. Looking forward to a discussion today on a prophetic issue that perhaps you have heard of and perhaps you have not. As we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture, based on the authority of the written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God, the truth book, as I call it. John 8:31-32, the Lord Jesus said, "If you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed. You shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free." Then in John 14:6, the Lord Jesus says, "I am truth." And further in John 17:17, the scripture says, "Thy word is truth," speaking of the truth of the Word of God. The written, revealed, inspired, infallible, inerrant Word of God is the very truth factor that we need to depend upon. The text is found in Psalms 117:2 that says, "The truth of the Lord endures forever." So may I commend the truth of the Lord, the Word of God, to you that endures forever. It is the truth book, and I commend it to you each and every day on this broadcast. Truth is something that is not sought after anymore. Truth is something that's disdained, dissed, as the world calls it, and is rejected by the world in general. It goes back to George Orwell, the secularist of a number of years ago. Orwell said, "The further a society drifts from the truth, the more it will hate those who speak it." We find that to be an absolute truth today, where the folks in the Beltway in Washington, the general public, and those, whether we're talking about theological doctrinal issues or whether we're speaking of political, social, economic issues, you stand up for truth, you stand up for the central biblicist worldview, and you have those that will come against you and deny and reject what you're saying. I go back to the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, "Faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth, even to death." May I commend that to you today, as I do each and every day. It's the only way that we can have faith and trust in God is to simply stand on His Word, depend upon His Word, and understand that His Word never fails. It is always, always true, shall always prevail, shall always be the truth. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of the day's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in turnkey packages for individuals wanting to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment, ladies and gentlemen. Tools for Time has the full line of Honda generators with a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about power backup equipment. Tools for Time's knowledgeable staff can answer all of your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is located at 11291, that's 11291 Old St. Augustine Road. It's right at the intersection of I-295 and Old St. Augustine Road, right in the heart of Mandarin. But wait, 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 there's some good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time is a great place to work. It is a family-friendly, oriented environment. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing all of its staff to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's Word ordained it to be so. Ladies and gentlemen, you're invited to drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, Wait for an interview. See what God does in placing you in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com. ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a subject today that I believe is imperative for us to understand. We're talking about the red heifer and prophecy. Perhaps you say, wow, I've never heard that before. Don't feel alone. Multitudes have not. The red heifer and prophecy. So what are we talking about? How does it integrate? How does this integrate with a biblical eschatological prophetic truth? Ladies and gentlemen, most of us have read about the end times prophetic text. Many have heard messages preached about the end times in the biblical text. The biblical text, ladies and gentlemen, warns us of the signs of the last days. The most inclusive text in all of the Bible about the signs of the last days, found in Matthew 24, Luke 21, Mark chapter 13. Matthew 24 is perhaps the most well-known, the most recognized in Scripture in relationship to the eschatological prophetic future of what God is going to be doing in this world. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus Christ is speaking, Matthew 24. He's dealing with three questions that his disciples have asked him about the end times. What will be the signs? When will it be? And how can it be recognized? And ladies and gentlemen, as a result of that, in Matthew 24, we find in this chapter some of the most serious of God's signs warning us of the last days. Now, I'm not going into great detail of Matthew 24. That's not the intent of the broadcast today. Let me remind you, by the way, lest I forget it, the telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. Your telephone calls are invited. We're looking forward to your dialogue and discussion on the issue. By the way, just a little footnote, we're having a small technical difficulty, and it's our prayer that when you call in, that we will be able to communicate, because so far we've not been able to hear other than what is going forth on the broadcast as I speak. But notwithstanding, we still invite you to call. That telephone is 831-0917, 831-0917. But in Matthew chapter 24, ladies and gentlemen, here's some examples of what God gives us as far as the eschatological prophetic signs of the last days. I believe we need to understand these in order to link it with what we'll talk about for the majority of the broadcast about the red heifer. And by the way, five of them have just been delivered to Israel, five red heifers that the Jewish priest are examining now to make certain that they can be utilized in the future sacrificial system in the third temple that shall be rebuilt according to the Scripture. But going back to Matthew 24, verse 5 and following, the Lord Jesus gives the examples. The very first thing, ladies and gentlemen, that we're told in Matthew chapter 24, verse 5 and in verse 11, we're told that in the last days, some of the very clear signs of the warnings of the end times is that of major number of false teachers and false preachers. Now, I find it unusual that the beginning point of the recognition of the last days, of the end times, is that of having false teachers, false prophets, false preachers that will come on the scene. We're finding an entire plethora of those that are false teachers and false preachers today, making statements that are antithetical to the Word of God, making statements that cannot be found in context in the Scripture. But nevertheless, I'll read to you some of these verses. In Matthew 24, for example, "For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and deceive many." Verse 11 says, "And many false prophets shall rise and shall deceive many." Ladies and gentlemen, we're finding that to be true today. In fact, there's so many voices out there. My wife has often said that it's a sheer miracle that anyone can get saved, that anybody gets saved as a result of the many voices saying, this is what the Bible says, this is what the Bible says, no, this is what the Bible says. It's the false teachers, the false voices that are coming on the scene. In fact, in Matthew chapter 7, it says that they come dressed as sheep, but then inwardly they're ravening wolves. In other words, they look spiritual, they act spiritual, they talk spiritual, but they're deadly, dangerous, and devastating, according to the Scripture. So, ladies and gentlemen, the first sign of the end times, the last days, would that be that of the false preachers, the false prophets, the false teachers that are coming on the scene. We ought not to be majorly surprise. In fact, in 2 Timothy, chapter 4, verse 4 and 5, very, very clear. After Paul tells Timothy we need to preach the word, caruso, herald the word, because they'll, in the last days, there'll be those that will heap to themselves teachers because they have itching ears. We have a world today of itching ears wanting to hear or see some new thing. And as a result of that, these false teachers, the false prophets, are proliferating on the global scene today, and especially in America. The second thing is, the Bible talks about in Matthew 24, wars and rumors of wars. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I've used the term, you can take a globe, close your eyes and spin it, put your finger on it, and at some point where your finger lands, there'll be in some point in that area some kind of war, some kind of skirmish, some kind of battle taking place. That's happening on a global basis. We're watching what I believe is the match that's lighting the fuse for the final eschatological battles that'll take place during the days of the tribulation. And as a precursor to that, as we watch what is happening with Russia coming against Ukraine, they're trying to draw into that Israel and everything, ladies and gentlemen, around them. I believe we're watching the proliferation of what shall be the Russia leading the five Islamic nation coalition, according to Ezekiel 38 and 39, that will come against the nation of Israel. But ladies and gentlemen, thirdly, not only do we see the false prophets, false teachers coming on the scene and the wars and rumors of wars around the globe, but the scripture says, nation shall rise against nation. The word nation is the word ethnos. We get our word ethnicity. So, ladies and gentlemen, different ethnic groups will come against ethnic groups around the globe. We're watching that today take place. We're watching the scene being set. We see that taking place in America with the CRT being taught in our public schools. We're watching that today when the public school system wants to teach the 1619 theory, or lie, as it should be called. We're watching it when the right now the DOJ and the FBI are saying that white supremacy is on the rise and domestic terrorism is on the rise. We're dividing the nation. We're dividing the people using the Marxist approach, ladies and gentlemen, to divide the nation, dethrone God, and to destroy the nuclear family. Ladies and gentlemen, the scripture says in Matthew chapter 24 that there'll be false prophets, there'll be wars and rumors of wars, nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom, that is Basileon, kingdom against kingdom. We're watching that today with the battles and the wars and the kingdoms coming against each other. We see that in the Middle East. We see that with Iran. We see that, ladies and gentlemen, with North Korea. We see that with China, Russia, etc., kingdom against kingdom. Ladies and gentlemen, then the fourth major sign that's seen in Matthew chapter 24, famine. And today, ladies and gentlemen, we find famine taking place on a proliferating basis around the globe. We find that they're trying to claim that that famine is because of what's happening in the Ukraine with the crushing of the wheat market, etc. But ladies and gentlemen, there's major famine. As I've said before on this broadcast, and perhaps you've heard me, I believe we're facing with three famines. That is the food famine, the fuel famine, and the financial famine that's taking place as we speak in America and proliferating around the globe today. And then the fifth sign in Matthew 24, pestilences. That word means diseases. Ladies and gentlemen, we're watching the diverse diseases. We've seen AIDS, we've seen Ebola, polio, monkeypox, COVID-19, etc. And by the way, just as a little footnote to that, as the days come and as the days go, and more investigatory work is taking place, more FOIA requests are being filed and getting answers, it is more evident today than in the past 2 years that COVID-19 was created in a bioweapons laboratory in Wuhan, China, done at the expense of taxpayers' dollars coming out of America, done at the hands of Sir Anthony Fauci. St. Anthony Fauci, Dr. Fauci, is the one that's caused it. And we're finding now that with COVID-19 and the variants of that, that it's said now by Dr. Fauci that it's going to be with us for a long, long time. Well, ladies and gentlemen, he is the sole creator behind that, coming out of the gain-of-function research. But ladies and gentlemen, the whole point is that the scripture is very, very clear. God's word has written it. God's word has said it. And it settles it, whether we understand it and want to grasp it or not. but part and parcel of the last days is that of diverse diseases. And it's not over with COVID. May I simply say, with a little parenthetical footnote, I believe we're going to watch the proliferation greater and greater of a greater number of diseases that will be created in the laboratories that will be released upon humanity without human beings knowing the source and the cause, but faced with it. It's part of the approach today, I believe, for the mass genocide to erase about 1 billion people on the face of the globe. Now, that's another story for another broadcast, but I simply want us to understand that's part and parcel of the signs it's given of the last days, the end times, in Matthew 24. And number six, we find earthquakes. These are intensifying, ladies and gentlemen, each and every year. And it's not because of climate change. It's not because of Mother Nature. It's because of Father God. God is working to bring about the fulfillment of his word. It's as simple as that. God is in control. God is still on the throne. God is still the one that is sovereign. And then in the 12th verse of Matthew 24, it says, iniquity shall abound. Ladies and gentlemen, that word iniquity literally can be translated lawlessness. We're watching lawlessness in America and around the globe as never in the history of the world. This is now being fulfilled, ladies and gentlemen. We're seeing it coming into view. It's setting the stage for the rapture of the church. Lawlessness. We have a lawless DOJ. We have a lawless FBI. We have a lawless, if you please, House and, for the most part, the Senate. We have a lawless one seated in the Oval Office. There's a proliferation of lawlessness that's abounding today. And, ladies and gentlemen, it's not going to get better and better. It's going to get worse and worse, according to my Bible. It's not going to, we're not going to find that sin is going to be eradicated or erased. It's going to intensify. And, ladies and gentlemen, that's part and parcel of the seven signs, as I call them, in Matthew chapter 24. That is the false prophets, the false teachers, wars and rumors of wars, nation, ethnic groups coming against ethnic groups. That is famines, pestilences, diseases, earthquakes, and the final one being lawlessness prevailing. So as we see these signs, ladies and gentlemen, we must understand that the rapture of the church is at hand. The rapture of the church is the next thing on the calendar of God. It's the rapture of the church that is going to take place next, and it will be on a global basis where the church is snatched out of this old world. But ladies and gentlemen, perhaps we may need to examine some other signs. Perhaps we need to look at some other indicators, evidences, other than just in Matthew chapter 24. Just recently, perhaps you've read the news, heard the news. Some media carried it, some did not. But ladies and gentlemen, there's a news article. We'll be talking about this for the balance of the broadcast today. If you wonder where we're going, we're talking about, ladies and gentlemen, the red heifer and prophecy. So we've looked at the seven major signs that's found in the prophetic eschatological text in Matthew 24, also found in Luke 21 and Mark 13. But ladies and gentlemen, just recently, the national news covered the air flight transport delivering five red heifers from Texas to Jerusalem. These five red heifers are only 1 year old now, delivered to the Jewish priest to examine, to determine if they meet the biblical requirement to be used for temple services. Now, let's pause for a moment. Since AD 70, there's been no temple in Jerusalem. Since the destruction of the temple, the Jewish people have not had a temple to worship in. They do synagogue worship, but it's not displaced the temple worship. There's been no temple worship by the Jewish people since AD 70. So why is it that you would be excited about, interested in, or concerned over five red heifers being delivered to Texas by air flight, been delivered from Texas by air flight to Jerusalem? What would be the indication of that? We're going to look at a number of articles, plucking out of it pertinent information to discuss that in the balance of the broadcast. Let me remind you, the telephone number is 831-0917, 831-0917. But this article says, the headline, The Amazing Journey of the Red Heifers from Texas to Israel. On Thursday, listen carefully, on Thursday, five red heifers arrived in Israel. bringing the world one step closer to the reinstating the temple services. Red heifers are exceedingly rare and very difficult to find, and the saga of how they made it to the Holy Land from the Lone Star State of Texas underscores just how miraculous their arrival really was. The effort was led by the Build Israel organization that connects Christian lovers of Israel to the Holy Land. Build Israel began to search several years ago, but even after we found the calves, we knew there was a lot of work ahead, said the leader of the Build Israel group. Quote, "We're elated that we had found the red heifers, but after that, the efforts to bring them to Israel was like a roller coaster, but with a lot of downs. After the rabbis certified the five calves, we knew that we needed to ship them to Israel, so we started making plans right away." The article further states, "There were many special considerations based on the holy purpose of the cows. Any blemish or scars disqualified a red heifer and would make it unfit for temple use. In order to ship them, we need to have them have the identification tags. Normally, calves are tagged in the ears as soon as they're born. This would have rendered them unfit for temple services. But a great stroke of luck, the ranch employee," listen to this, ladies and gentlemen, this article says the ranch employee who normally puts in the tags did not come to the farm when these calves were born because of COVID, but they needed an ID tag to travel. They needed blood tests and checks along the way," he said. "We looked into different ways to tag them. There's a device," the scripture says, "there's a device that we looked at where a cow can swallow the device and it sits in the stomach and is used to identify the cow. But the rabbi studied this. The red heifer can never have a yoke on it, cannot be used as a beast of burden to carry things. The rabbis ruled that this would be like carrying a burden and would render the heifers unfit. Finally, we discovered that we could use the RFID chip," he said. "But even then, we had to figure out precisely where to place it so it would not scar or affect the heifer's hair. These questions were recorded by Rabbi Azariah Ariel of the Temple Institute, who is consulting with the other leading rabbis to compile a comprehensive guide to the Jewish law pertaining to the red heifers. After much effort, we succeeded in obtaining the necessary permits from the Israeli Agricultural Ministry and the American authorities that would be able to bring the heifers to Israel in April, the week before Passover." Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a phenomena that's found in Numbers chapter 19. We'll look at that in just a moment. I believe I have a caller on the line. Give me the question or comment, please.
Hello, Dr. Youngblood. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Youngblood, for your show. I appreciate it. Yes, the red heifers also, you know, the Jewish people have the temple coin, the shekel, and they have the temple on the one side of the coin. And then President Trump's face on the other side with the old King Cyrus or King Koresh from Isaiah 45. And I know you don't believe in Abacos, but Abacos do show that President Trump is a type of King Koresh. His name crosses with King Cyrus in the Bible codes. So he may be helping them to rebuild the third temple, and this thing will be going down. And you're saying, like, the red heifers are coming into Israel, so they're getting primed to do this. So trying to put the pieces of the puzzle together for sure.
Absolutely. I don't know about you, but I'm elated to see it take place. Now, of course, let's just put a little footnote to that. Supposed red heifers have been found several times in the past 10, 15, 20 years. Each time it worked out to be something that was not workable, because the whole point, Kevin, is the fact that the red heifers must be 2 years old. The ones they've got now are only 1 year old. And during the next year, they will be examining them. The priest will be looking at them precisely. I don't know how often, whether it's daily, weekly, monthly, to make sure there are no black hairs or white hairs found on the body. If there's any hair that is a single hair on the body of the animal that is not red, it is disqualified as being used for the temple sacrifice services. And following in this broadcast, we're going to talk about what's found in Numbers 19, why this is so integral. But to cover your statement, the temple must be rebuilt. Israel's not had a temple to worship in since AD 70, and the temple shall be rebuilt according to Ezekiel chapter 40 through 45. It gives the absolute plans, the specifications for the rebuilding of the temple during the days of the tribulation and all of the millennial reign. There shall be a millennial temple where Jesus Christ will be seated in and will rule and reign. And this is fulfilling that when we see this, because under Jewish custom, under the Jewish Orthodox Jewish belief, there must be the ashes of a red heifer to reinstate, to reestablish the sacrificial system in the temple. And that's the exciting thing that we see in this. So only God knows the future of it, but it's showing the signs that we must recognize that God is at work and that this shall take place just as God has said. Thank you so much for your call. You're right on target. We're in the last of the last days. The rapture of the church could happen at any moment. The key to it is being ready and to recognize that God is bringing about what he has said in his word that shall take place. Ladies and gentlemen, looking at another article that is very, very exciting when you read. It says, from Texas to Israel, red heifers needed for the temple arrive. A Christian farmer in Texas raised the prize heifers, which are essential for the priest to serve in the temple. Five perfectly red heifers, this article says, for the ritual purification of those who have touched a dead body, arrived in Israel from a ranch in Texas on Thursday. As the Temple Institute continues preparation to lay the groundwork for the construction of the third temple in Jerusalem. The heifers are all under 1 year old, and if they remain 100% red and avoid any blemishes which would disqualify them. This article says this level of purification would be needed in order to allow the priest to carry out their work in the future temple. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, we're talking about the red heifer and prophecy. We always look at the major things, signs that are found in Matthew 24, the signs that are found in Luke 21, the signs that are seen in Mark 13. Notwithstanding all of those which are so vital and so valid, some of those that are not so prevalent, not so well known, would be what the Jewish rabbis are saying in relationship to the starting of the third temple. Perhaps you say, well, they don't have a temple. You're exactly right. But there shall be, according to the word of God, there shall be a millennial temple. Now, I understand that there's some that reject a third temple mindset, that reject a mindset of there being a rebuilding of the temple in Jerusalem. But that is factual, de facto, as is found in Ezekiel chapter 40 through chapter 45. This article further states the prized cattle were immediately transported to Haifa, where they will sit in quarantine for no less than 7 days in accordance with the regulations of the Israeli Veterinarian Authority. After the quarantine, they will be released to two separate locations in Israel, one which will eventually be open to the public. The heifers will be fed, cared for, and these locations until they can be slaughtered, rendered into ashes for their third year onward. Further, the article states the heifers were greeted by a ceremony at Ben Gurion Airport. The Temple Institute officials participated in the ceremony. The one that grew the cattle said, the Bible says to bring a red cow to purify Israel, and I may not understand it, but I am just doing what the Bible says. The prophecies came true. The Jews are back in Israel, just as the Bible said. Now they're getting ready for a third temple. Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. Don't turn your dial. We'll be right back, right at the top of the hour news.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological University in Jacksonville, Florida. To learn more, visit conservative.edu.